This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. The FAA issues a ground stop at LAX at the Los Angeles airport as they search after their reports of a shooting. So, again, trying to figure out what's going on at LAX. Remember, we had this happen in a New York airport, but it turned out it was a crowd cheering for the Olympics. I don't think this is the question here, but it's a question whether there was some kind of gunfire or not. In the meantime, it's all about the wall, the immigrants, illegal and otherwise, for Donald Trump. Big announcement that midweek in Arizona, there's going to be a huge immigration speech. He had talked about doing one. Now it's finally here while Hillary Clinton, for the most part, the people around her are trying to deflect what's going on with the Clinton Foundation. Lots of accusations and emails are flying around about Hillary Clinton and whether or not there was any influence for the people who donated big bucks to her foundation when she was Secretary of State. In the meantime, as the battle continues, we're getting closer and closer to the magical moments I'd like to call maybe some deciding factors. So when I say deciding factors, we want to see these debates, the one-on-one between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I think more than anything else from this campaign, the two of them head-to-head will be very, 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 very telling. No question about it. Last week was devastating for the people in Italy, and a lot of wealthy Americans are zeroing in on helping some of the people from that deadly quake. One of them is Mark Zuckerberg, the man behind Facebook. He's heading to Italy to see what he can do. He announced his trip last week, said he's going to hold a live question and answer session while he's there on Monday. Anyone who has a question, he says, Italy-related or otherwise, can leave it in the comment section of his post. Is he going to visit any of the affected towns? That is still a question mark. But the word is that he was looking forward to spending some time in the Italian community after the earthquake in central Italy. He said Rome was a special city to him. That's where he and his wife honeymooned, and that's where he studied Latin and classical history. So usually we talk about politicians and others who are touring disaster areas, but this time it's Mark Zuckerberg trying to raise awareness for what's happened in light of the 6.2 magnitude earthquake, which has left too many people dead. Beautiful, beautiful towns of Amatrice is one of them. And you look at the aerial shots down in the town, and you can certainly tell what's happened, that it's an earthquake. You can see it on the side of the mountainous terrain, and you can see these buildings that date back to the 15th century that were heavily damaged. The people, of course, care about the loss of life in those towns. Graham is listening to us in the great state of Mississippi. Hi, Graham. How are you?
Oh, waiting on that seven-year itch to hit me again.
It's the Grimster. So yeah. What's your movie suggestion?
Oh, well, hey, it's really a documentary on PBS. And, oh, yeah, you're going to love this, Lord.
I love documentaries.
It was done here locally. This man, for the last 30 years, has been forging artworks, Picasso's and everything. And he has fooled so many museums, it's ridiculous. The name of it's called Arts and Craft, and it's on a POV. And I'm sure you can backwash it if it, you know, it showed this month. It may not show September, but they'll probably rebroadcast it. But it'll enlighten everybody. But I'm trying to get away from this mess. I mean, you heard about Kaepernick.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding, Colin Kaepernick?
Well, the fact that how long it's going to be before a offensive tackle or a guard's going to step aside.
Yeah. I mean, well, more even than that, he's just putting a big spotlight on a team that's had massive transition anyway. And you're right. What you just said there, it's not fair to his teammates because of the unwanted attention, really.
Well, it's uncalled for. It has nothing to do with what he's protesting.
Absolutely.
If he wants to do something useful, take his money and create an organization to help
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely.
Just like Chicago police. I'm getting sick and tired of cops being shot. I know you are.
Yeah.
You were every day, don't you?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just getting so aggravated, you know. It's all in the top it off, you know. I don't know whether Trump's drank Kool-Aid or not, but it worries me a little. But at the same token, I'm still for him before I go for Hillary. She needs to be in prison. And I think Dan may get his wish.
Well,
still.
Well, every single day something different comes out about what they were doing with the Clinton Foundation.
Well, I'm waiting for
And I think you can say some of it is not political.
I'm waiting for them to find the email when Bill showed up with his foundation there in Libya, and he was carrying weapons that they were actually invaded with. I guarantee you one of them SEALs could probably find one of them weapons and trace it all the way back to the United States that come from a shipment for the Egyptian, you know, the what do they call them, the, you know, Obama wanted to arm the uprising in Egypt, and he got funds for it.
Yeah,
how
you're
the
right.
Weapons get to him? That's the question. Why not? Why not fly him in? And it was reported that Bill was there about 2 months before, you know, the takeover. And I wonder if that's some of the emails he got rid of.
Oh. Boy, if those emails were found, then that's true. If there's even a chance.
And they never brought that up.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I heard one report on the news, and I hadn't heard since then. But I'm sure there's evidence out there. Because there's more money, like I said, in gun trading than there is in drugs. That's the
You're right. There is more money. That's interesting and sad in a different way.
Well, after the Senate did them hearings on the Iran-Contra trade deal, they found out how the CIA made money, and now you got senators doing the same thing. And it's just, you know, passing the buck on because they learned to trade.
That's right. It sounds like trading cards. I'll trade you this for that one. Grim is always interesting, no question about it. Anybody else who wants to throw in their 2 cents, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and unexplained abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight, and as we continue to blaze that trail toward Election Day in November, it seems as though we are talking about, as Grimm said, the same old thing. And he made the comment, would Hillary Clinton go down before the election? You know, the Clintons are Teflon. And what is it that brings down, what is going to bring down the Clintons? Change what's been happening so far up to this point in the campaign. And I think that's what you have to ask yourself, because they're not easily taken out. And we're so close to the election. That's why I think it seems so unlikely. I know a lot of people think this, but it just seems so unlikely. In the meantime, we've got a quarterback who doesn't want to stand for the anthem, and the conversation about what is that really saying to America? Is it making any point whatsoever? And he's going to continue to sit, he says, every single game. So what is the breaking point? When does he stop doing that? That would be one question I would have. This just constantly goes on. And at what point does it become too much like a circus and not a realistic kind of process? protest, I suppose. At all. In the meantime, so we don't just end up trashing everybody on this show, hats off to the New Yorkers, the boys who won the Little League World Series. Oh, how excited were they coming out of South Williamsport, PA? And I wanted to talk about that right at the top because it was perfect. Strubble Field, the final pitch. They win, they're winners. The 12A Little League team with a 2-1 win over South Korea, the last entry in a 24-game masterpiece. 24 games, these kids must be tired. You know how many people were out there watching this game? Over 23,000. Now that is someone and a team that can draw crowds. The first team from New York to win a Little League World Series since Mid Island, a team from Staten Island, did it, you ready for this, in 1964. That's amazing. I mean, that's absolutely amazing that they won this. I cannot emphasize how big this is for these kids to beat the South Koreans and to win. Bravo, bravo, and more bravo to that. It's always the nuggets that we're looking for, and I love it. Love it. Juan Gabriel, a Mexican pop singer, you might not know this, died at the age of 66. 66 just sounds, gosh, so young to me. I mean, this guy was like the voice of Mexico. The voice of Mexico. So popular. He was a superstar. A singer, a songwriter, a top-selling artist. He sung about love and heartbreak. He was a mariachi guy. He was flamboyant. How he died, what happened, we don't know any of the details, but we know he died. His spokesperson released that information. And he was a guy who was a six-time Grammy nominee. He was inducted into the Billboard Latin Music Hall of Fame in 1996, received countless industry awards. Countless. And what a story of rags to riches, because we all relate to that. And in Mexico, it's the same thing. He was the youngest of 10 kids. He was born into the western state, into a western state in the country. His father was a farmer, his mother a housewife. And how about that? So I love the story. Except for that his mother struggled because the family lost contact with the father. He was taken to a psychiatric hospital in Mexico City when Juan Gabriel was still a baby. Unable to support her kids, she moved the family to the border city of Ciudad Juarez, where she worked as a maid. And Juan Gabriel was famous for saying that his mother was one of the people he most loved in his life, even though he spent most of his childhood away from her, unable to care for him, she sent him to an orphanage. Wow. So he had just a crazy wild ride, but he was a crazy, gregarious, happy person despite it all. He was incredibly, incredibly happy. And really, I think, spread that to everybody that he met, which was why he enjoyed, part of why he enjoyed such popularity. Because of that reason. If you're listening to me and you are under 30, then you probably know the MTV Awards. I mean, I really could say over, you would know too. But the winners of the 2016 MTV Video Music Awards, Beyonce, her Formation was Video of the Year. Video Vanguard was Rihanna. Song of the Year was Fifth Harmony, All in My Head. Hip Hop Dance, Drake, Hotline Bling. Pop Video, Beyonce. Male Video, Calvin Harris beat Rihanna for This Is What You Came For. And then there was, trying to think what other ones would be good to tell you about. I think that's the ones you would know the most. You would know them the most versus other athletes that were, other artists that were on the list. So I'll keep it at that, shall we say. But boy, there are a lot of award shows, aren't there? I used to think it was just two, that it was the Oscars and the Emmys, that you were either going to both, going to one. Now it's kind of, sometimes you could be going to both, but that was the two biggies. But now there's so many, and some of them still, some of them have some great cachet attached to them. So they're not really to be fluffed off, even though people say that. There is just a little something, I think, more than there used to be to the MTV Awards, for sure. And that has to do with organization and all of that. That's how they get that great mix because of that. Coming up on America Tonight, we do the mailbag. Yes, you have sent me mail. Oh, the love, the overflowing mail always. I'm not shutting anyone out who wants to call in at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Colin Kaepernick, should the 49ers just bag him and get him off their roster, not deal with the controversy? Because I know a team interested. Tony Romo goes down with a broken bone in his back. And wouldn't they like to have another quarterback on the roster? Slim pickings out there, let's put it that way. So they might have to really play let's make a deal, and who goes in that scenario would be, could be really tricky. And so that's part of the problem, the Tony Romo being knocked down and out of a game against, a meaningless game against Seattle, now finds himself in a position of trying to make choices. Wow, wow, and wow. We're checking the mail next here on America Tonight.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
One of my favorite things to do on this show, and you know it because I'm always telling you, listen, if you're tired and listening and you're doing that passive listening thing and you're laughing at some of what we're saying and you think it's fun, or you're shaking your head, oh, yeah, and you want to add something to the conversation, but you just can't get to your phone, or you just don't want to get to your phone. You know, you can always reach us through the miracle of the internet, and so many people do that. I'm overwhelmed by the avalanche, it's really true, of emails that we get on this show. Just go to americatonight.com, americatonight.net. Whoops, I always forget that, americatonight.net. Somebody else got that .com. There's a long story in that. All right, so on that note, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Jake. Kate, long time no talk. Sorry, I've been very busy here in Austin. I have been listening to you, downloading the shows. You should tell everyone if they can't listen to you because their job switches or something's changed, they can always download you at the GCN site or tune in. I think you've talked about that. My deal in reaching out to you is I just think it's so great that of all those people that were killed, sadly, in Italy, that rescue of that 8-year-old girl, how amazing was that to see the fireman holding the girl? That is universal, baby. And the fact that you have those first responders who are exhausted and doing everything they can because they just want to focus on the people and save the people, that just shows you what it's all about. That's life front and center. Well said. Absolutely. I mean, there's so much. Every time we see a disaster, it's so sad. And of course it's sad. It's sad. There's people's lives are ruined and people have been thrown a curveball where they lose loved ones. But you're right. To see that sign of hope where somebody comes out, especially a kid, but anybody, a kid coming out of that pile, that was really an amazing gift, I think, to that town, to that area. And it was a great photo to see, because there you go, you got something coming out of that that's positive, that they worked so hard and they were able to rescue someone. All right, we move on to this one from Kurt. Kate, I listened to your show and I was hearing you the other night talk about the zip line incident. I'm very curious too as to what happened to that poor woman, because I've taken my kids, my grandkids, I've taken a lot of people ziplining, and I love it. I don't know if you've ever been, but it is an exhilarating feeling. But it's not, you know, you're not jumping out of a plane, and you're not even bungee jumping over some bridge somewhere. To me, it seems relatively secure. To your point, yes, some of the cables could fray if somebody wasn't careful, but I think there's something else to this. I just don't think she fell 40 feet from that zip line because of some kind of frayed line. And of course, they're being careful about investigating because they don't want to release any information that's premature. But I'm going to bet that somehow she dislodged from it, and it's more about that. But, you know, again, who knows? It is tragic no matter what. Here's one from, we go from zip line to Hillary Clinton, and we zip in a different direction. This one is from Sharon, who says, Kate, this Clinton stuff, you're darn right. You know, Hillary Clinton in 2008, I'll be honest, I was going to vote for her. I like the idea of a first woman president. I figured the Clintons had connections. I thought she was pretty decent at some of what she was trying to do, but boy, was I wrong. There is so much more to this Clinton facade, and what is going on with the foundation, I don't understand, although I hear she came out and said that it's ridiculous, the attacks on her foundation, that it's being exaggerated. So maybe she does have to have some sort of press conference. I'm curious. Yeah, you know, she did say she had to address that, and I thought it was crazy that they, I mean, you have to, you just, it's too big. And of course, people are going to assume something nefarious is going on, let's say, even if it wasn't, but I don't know how you explain that away. So she said she knows there's a lot of smoke and there's no fire. She says that it's not true, some of what he's saying. She slammed Donald Trump and, you know, pushed back against the accusations. And, I mean, this was her biggest succinct answers, I guess the best way to put it, on her private email server, talking about that and the State Department and the controversy. And she said, what Trump has said is ridiculous. My work as Secretary of State was never influenced by any outside forces. I made policy decisions based on what I thought was right, period. Because Trump has recently upped his attacks on Clinton and the family and the foundation. And she says, you know, look, it's impossible to, Trump says it's impossible to figure out where the Clinton Foundation ends and the State Department begins. But, you know, they're talking, she's saying there's just some unique circumstances here, but it's not at all what it, and she was interviewed by Anderson Cooper. She said, Cooper said, don't you think those unique circumstances exist when you were Secretary of State? She said, no, look, I know there's a lot of smoke, but there's just no fire here. You know, there just isn't any fire here. So we'll see. We'll see where everything goes with the foundation. I mean, it definitely doesn't look good. I'm sorry. The whole list of people is incredible. And I said this, you know, you have a lot of Republicans that have donated and helped the foundation. Mitt Romney, the Bushes, I'm sure there's many others. I don't even know that are on the list, but went to their events and donate a lot of money for what they were doing. So there's no doubt that some of what was happening, they were helping people. But how much was going on with the donors? I mean, that's the question mark. Let's just put it that way. All right. How about this one? Michael bounces back to the Olympics. Kate, I think what happened with Ryan Lochte was just disgraceful at that gas station, the altercation and all the exaggeration. However, I think the bright spot in the pool was Michael Phelps. Talk about a guy who has gotten his act together, because Michael Phelps has had to deal with some adversity brought on by himself because of poor decisions with drinking and whatnot, but he did own up to them. So now Michael Phelps no longer swimming. Do you think there's any chance that he will bounce back and come back to the Olympics and represent the United States in the next Olympics? I think there is no chance of that happening. He's done it all now. Are you kidding? He is the winningest athlete in the history of the games. He's got this house now in Paradise Valley, Arizona, near his training base. And it was just beautiful. He's, you know, I think he's staying there. I don't know, in Arizona. And I can't imagine that he's, I don't know, I just can't imagine that he would go back after all the rigors of what he's achieved. It's so funny to say he's retiring and he's, you know, 31. Like, that's so old in swimming, and it is. But I don't know, living in a $3 million house in Arizona with your new baby and girlfriend and all these opportunities in front of you, and it's not a money thing because he certainly has made plenty of money in his Olympic career. I'm going to say, yeah, that what's going to happen there is absolutely that he's gonna find other interests. He's gonna work on something else. But if it, you know, here you figure you sacrifice childhood so much to get to that point, and now you're like, now this is like your second life, but you're still so young. I mean, that's for him. That's the cool part, I guess. You know, when other people are talking about second careers, usually they're so much older, so you're dealing with sometimes health things and whatnot. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Joe in Illinois. Hi, Kate. I've been listening to all the Trumpisms and the Hillaryisms and the isms out the yang, and boy, I don't think in politics we will ever turn the clock back to where there is not personal attacks. It just doesn't seem possible. How crazy to think, and you've mentioned this number before, that for the privilege of getting ripped right and left and to become the leader of the free world, you also have to figure out a way to raise $1 billion. It's just so puzzling to me. The $1 billion part is really insane, isn't it? $1 billion. Because you need all those commercial spots. You've got to be out there. You've got to be in people's minds. You can't afford to not be to be out there. You just can't afford it. So, because, you know, you're down for a second and you're out. That's just the way it is. But yes, with the mudslinging, I get you, I understand, but you know what? It's always been around. If you go back in history and you read Teddy Roosevelt and you read about others who ran and what happened and how they were attacked and how they fought back, and, you know, it just, it really evolves into this. Sometimes not as badly as others. Like, this is crazy. I mean, this is like reality TV. Maybe the worst ever. Every day, tit for tat. You're a bigot. No, you're a bigot. You said this. No, you said that. No, you're, you know, I mean, it is. It's just way over the top. And it might be that we have so much social media and the world is different. So before it was through, you know, newspapers, some of that happened, or word of mouth when there wasn't, it was the beginning of newspapers, let's say. There wasn't radio and TV, and now you have all the traditional forms of media, but then you also have Twitter, all kinds of social media, and all that gets pumped out. I mean, for goodness sake, Donald Trump communicates almost exclusively through Twitter, and it's instantaneous. Whatever he says, he just is responding right away, or he's saying something, throwing it out there right away, and a lot of people, and then that gets pumped out to traditional media. And I think part of it is that I think that there's always been the backbiting, but it just seems so much bigger because of the methods of delivery. All right, once again, thanks so much for all of those emails. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net.
The moon is up on the mountain. The lunatics have taken over the asylum, waiting on the rapture.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
You know that we've got the NFL coming up around the bend here, training camps. Pretty soon the roster cuts are happening. I know so many of you can't help yourself, but you're fantasy fans and you want to know what's going on with players. So it's very interesting. We've got a special guest with us, David Cook. He's a sports psychologist. He's researched peak performance with athletes for over 25 years. He's worked with some of the biggest athletes, names that you know in sports really across the board, including one of my all-time favorites, David Robinson, the Admiral. I mean, Hall of Famer, NBA. How many times was I courtside watching this guy? He's one of my favorite all-time players. And he certainly worked with a lot of golfers as well on the PGA Tour. What does it take mentally to stay on track, be there, and ultimately win the prize? You know, win those coveted trophies that we talk about, like in the NFL, the Lombardi Trophy, all year long. Plus, he changed my golf game, darn it, because he told me when we met, we briefly met once, see it, feel it, trust it. And I live by that, not just when I'm on the course, but other things I do as well. And he's written a plethora of books, too, including The Psychology of Tournament Golf. I read that like in boom. I think I read it in like an hour and a half. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kate, for having me.
How many people come up to you and say, see it, feel it, trust it?
a lot of people do. I played in the Kansas Amateur once and was moving right along and playing pretty well. And this, you know, you always step up on the first tee and you show your ball to the official. And he stepped up and said, "Here's my ball. It's a Titleist one. I have an SFT on it." And he turns and looks at me and says, "I've seen the seminar." And then he walks over and tees off. Very cocky. It was just funny.
I like that, SFT. All right, so I mentioned David Robinson. You know, it was, what, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, that we crowned another NBA champion, and that was LeBron James with the Cleveland Cavaliers, obviously. But Robinson was on some of those incredible Spurs teams, and I know even recently you worked with the Spurs. How important is the mental advantage to become a peak performer, the psychology of sports, really?
You know, I love what I do because of the question you ask. And everybody that's ever performed in business, sport, life, whatever, we know this. Potential in the end just isn't enough. Talent isn't the defining factor always on game day. It comes down to the ability to get your talent to come out on game day. And so, you know, the biggest single variable in all that is mental toughness. You know, we throw that word around, but when you really study mental toughness, it's really the ability to get your best to come out when it means the most. And I don't think enough people think about that, strategize about that, and work towards that. But those that do, they rise to the top, and we see an extraordinary performance. It's like we did at the Olympics, you know. These young people that were able to do that, so amazing.
Give us a little lesson here, something that the listeners can steal away. How do you get your ability to rise when you need it to rise? Like you said, mental toughness. You're absolutely right, David. People say that all the time. Oh, you got to be mentally tough. You got to be mentally there. But I think you're 100% right. People really don't know how to do that, actually.
You know, I think the first thing is, I use this illustration. Tell me what you want to do in life. You know, what's your big trophy? And people can describe that. They can see the trophy they want to hold. They've got that goal in their mind. Then I take them to this next picture. I say, okay, tell me what it looks like about 20 minutes before the trophy celebration. And that gets their attention because it is not a nice, calm, easy-going place. It's always a cauldron full of pressure and interference. And I want athletes and people to understand, if you want to hold a trophy someday, if you want to be the greatest or the best or reach your goal, you're going to have to go through what we call the 10, 20 minutes before the trophy celebration. And the only way to do that is to be ready for it. You know, so the first thing we talk about is embracing the pressure instead of running from it. And that means every day you look for places and choices in your life where you can feel the heat, feel the pressure, so you get used to it. The other thing is know your response ahead of time. Think about all the things that are going to happen during that time or that happen in competition. Let's create a response ahead of time instead of trying to do it when all the emotion is happening. And then I think the third thing would be, before you go in there, are you going to paint a masterpiece or are you going to paint a disaster with your brain as you think about the performance ahead of you? And those people that create, you know, a masterpiece, a picture of success and seeing exactly what they want to do rather than what they don't want to have happen, they create a totally different physiology. They create a different psychology, and they're able to go with the word I think is key in all this, and that's the word freedom. When we're free, our bodies work best, and the only way to be free is to be confident, and confidence comes from the thoughts that you create, the thoughts you think.
Oh, I love that. So you really have to think about all of those things ahead of time, painting that masterpiece. I love the embracing pressure. Know what your response is going to be. You and I have something in common. We both speak. We both have spoken for a living, and they say public speaking is one of the things people fear the most. They fear public speaking more than death, which is unbelievable. And I think that applies to speaking, don't you?
Oh, I sure do. Here's a little illustration. I don't know, many, many years ago, a girl named Sarah Hughes was a figure skater. She's about 16 years old and wasn't expected to win, you know, anything at the Olympics. It was Michelle Kwan's year. But she went out and won it, and it was amazing what she did against the best in the world that day that no one really heard much about her. And she wins the deal, and they interviewed her afterward, and they said, you know, what were you thinking today? Obviously, Michelle was probably thinking, this is my last Olympics. This is my last chance for gold, and that's a lot of pressure. Don't make a mistake. And Sarah's answer was just beautiful, amazing. It's actually changed my life. And it was this. I always dreamed that someday I would have a chance to dance for the world. And that's what I got to do today. Wow. That's really different from, I hope I don't screw up today, versus I get a chance to do what I do well in front of people and make them happy. I have a daughter that's doing this right now. She's an ice dancer working towards the Olympics, and every chance to get us, hey, just go dance for the world, girl. And when you're a speaker, it's the same thing. If you're out there trying to compete for the audience, attention or, you know, like me or whatever, that's different than going out and just saying, hey, I've got a message. I love these people. I want to give them something that's going to help them and change their life. When you look at it as I'm here to encourage people rather than get attention, it really changes everything. And that, you know, that's what I do with people that are scared to speak. Hey, just go love on those people. Go share something. There's something in you that you want to give. Go give away. And that works.
Yeah, it's about the audience, really. You're absolutely right, 100%. And so many people go into it probably not thinking that and thinking what you just said, just like athletes, worried about everything else. But, hey, this is what I do. This is my passion. Boom, just give it to everyone. And, you know, I mentioned this again in working with the Spurs. Was that one of the things that you worked on with David Robinson?
Yes, he was just an amazing man, an amazing human being, you know. He was the MVP, but during that year, he got beat up pretty bad in the playoffs. I think the year before was Olajuwon, and then Malone, I think, was the next one that came along early in his career. And, you know, so he played really well in those first 82 games, but in that, and the end, it was like, wow, what happened? And so, again, with him, we just talked about what you've done those other 82 games, you know, and all the pressure had built up. It's just be yourself. Go out there and play basketball for the audience and do the things you know you can do without worrying about winning and losing. Just give it what you have and then, you know, embrace the pressure. Know your response ahead of time. We talked about all those kind of things. And, you know, create a picture before you go out there. And we would always create maybe two or three things for him to focus on. He's a, you know, big thinker instead of a minutia thinker. Just think big, you know. Popovich, you say, hey, 5-0, just be big. Play big. And David was tall and slender and really strong, but when he would spread out a little bit, that's playing big for him, and that made everything work for him. So you give them words or word pictures that they can latch onto, and then you do the other things ahead of time.
Yeah, I like that word pictures. So Coach Pop, he's one of the best all-time coaches, I think, in NBA history. I think he's going to go down as definitely in the top five. You could argue that it would be him and Phil Jackson almost together on the same plane. So obviously you dealt with him as well. What's he like?
He's serious. you know what made him great, besides Tim Duncan, what made him great was that he's a process guy, and he got his team to believe in the process, and no matter where it was in the game, or 20 seconds ago, or 2 minutes ago, or the beginning of the game, he talked about the process. You do the process. I'll grade you on the process. And then in the end, wins and losses take care of themselves, you know. So I think they were 6 points down with a couple to go, and they're and maybe it was 2004, 1999. I can't remember which one of those it was, but they were down a couple minutes ago. What do you tell your team? And he continued to focus on the process. They ended up winning by six. And so he put the pressure back on the other team. You know, the other team, they got all these thoughts. You know, this will be their, you know, the world championship to lose and all that. What we're going to do is we'll continue our process because the process works. And they pulled it out and won the deal. So, yeah, I got to spend 8 years with them. That was quite an experience to see them go from worst to first.
Yeah, I love it. That's a testament to what you do for sure. All right, David Cook, see it, feel it, trust it. I love it. We'll talk to you again soon here on America Tonight.
All right, Kate, you're great. Keep it up.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.